That I don't.
Dana.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the May meeting of the Upper Trinity Groundwater Conservation District Board. We're meeting here in our offices in Springtown, both in person and via Zoom. If those that are online have questions on any of the items on the agenda, if you'll just hit the chat function, Doug will let me know and we'll get to you at that appropriate time. This point, call roll. Director Reynolds?
Here.
Director English? Absent. Director Nave?
Here.
Director Watts? Absent. Director Micah?
Here.
Director Wilson? Absent. Director Berkeley?
Here.
And myself. We do have a quorum. We'll take an affirmative vote by all five of us to pass anything tonight, according to our rules. Everyone, please stand and join me in the pledges to the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
We do have a public hearing. Receive any public comments, requests, contest, and general manager's report on recommendations regarding the following applications for permits, permit amendments, and or requests for exceptions, district's water well spacing or minimum track size requirements. Applicant is Hammock Excavation out of Dodge City. It's an operating permit on U.S. Highway 82 in Nocona. There's no additional request, but it is an amendment to what we've already approved. Doug?
And Tracy, and as you said, the first hearings for Hammett Excavation. This is for the project, the Highway 82 project, and I guess west of Nocona. They're just coming in to see, basically, they're just wanting to add an additional well to the permit. They're not requesting any additional volume. Originally, they had requested 75 million gallons, just to kind of give you guys a refresh your memory. However, they were only able to provide justification for 25 million gallons. Based on that, the board approved, and that's all lined out there. I'm not going to go over all that. At that meeting in February, the board approved the permit for 30 million gallons a year. So there was three wells included in that permit. They're actually only in 10, and Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to use, instead of the three wells, they had originally two wells on Jennings Place. And they're only going to use one of those. They wanted to drill one on three bars instead. So they're adding a new well, but it's still just three wells total. No additional volume. One of the things that I've seen in our rules, it is a major amendment, which requires a hearing to add a well to a permit, even if you're not adding volume. So we schedule the hearing. They're asking for a 30-gallon a minute well. It meets all spacing, as you can see on the map there. No other wells within 500 feet, no property lines within 150 feet. So no exceptions required. So I'm not asking you to approve any exception or consider the well. We're simply just adding well 17473 to permit 98MOP. And that's it. That's my recommendation, is to approve the application to amend the operating permit as submitted. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are they truly adding a well or just moving one of the others?
It's a different landowner.
They're putting one on a different property.
Kyle?
So whenever I was approached, Mike with Hammett Excavation called, he wanted to add a well on the Three Bars Ranch. So he has added a fourth well to the system. We left the second well that was on the Jennings property. They were saying they were going to use that just for livestock, but just in case, they obviously pump any out of it for the purposes of this project, they're going to leave it in the system.
The Jennings Ranch, as I recall, is 4,700 acres. Three Bars has a portion of their property north of 82 that abuts it. Mm-hmm. But I believe Three Bars is in excess of 4,000 acres itself.
Yeah, that one property was fairly large right there.
Yeah. And so, it's, again, they don't see that they need any more volume. they don't think they're going to use that second well, but we're leaving it on the permit just, and they're going to meter it just in case they do use it for that.
In that, because that's right outside of where I live, that construction project's a 12-mile long project, and it is two-lane road. So I'm sure they're wanting multiple locations to grab water without having to drive up and down the road that full length with the water with a tank truck.
Correct.
And this new location is a little bit, because the two Jennings ones were a little bit further to the west, and then obviously the brown one is further to the east, and this kind of bridges that gap in the middle there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Board, have any other questions? Doug, any questions online?
I don't see anything.
Okay. Board, through the general manager's recommendations, chair would entertain a motion.
I'd make a motion that we approve the application.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And we're adjourning the public hearing at 5:09. Going into regular board meeting. Consent agenda, which includes normal and customary items, including the minutes from public hearing and board meeting of April 18th, approval of bank statement ending April 29th, approval of investment report, payment of bills and invoices received through May 16th, reimbursement for expenses incurred on behalf of the district through May 16th, and approval of request for an extension application submitted through May 16th. Does any of the board members want to pull anything out for discussion?
I've got one addition.
Okay.
Director Micah had submitted an expense report for mileage for $77.22.
So we'll add that to the expense reports. Nothing item for discussion. Chair would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
That's a move.
Motion by Director Nave. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item two is moot, as nothing was pulled. Item three, discussion regarding the following potential violations to district rules and take actions necessary. Involves an exempt well ID 13996 at Lot 2, Block 1 of Moss Estates in Paradise, Wise County, drilled by Roger Lewis Waterwell. Doug?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Lewis is here. And I'm going to go through this in some detail. I do want to make sure you guys understand, and in no way do I think Mr. Lewis did this on purpose. Very few people that we deal with here are as honest as him. I honestly think somebody moved the flag. But I'm going to go over what I think, just all the details of what happened. August 3rd, 2020, we received an application for well ID 13996 submitted by HL Custom Homes. The application was funded a little bit later. Mr. Lewis was the driller that signed the application. I believe Henry Irwin's. I believe he does some work and contracts out some drilling to, I think, Irwin's. They were the ones that actually, I believe, had their license number on the state well report. But Mr. Lewis is the one that signed our application, as you'll see in a second. August 17th, 2020, the original well was proposed only 23 feet from the property line. Staff went out to site, found a location that was 50 feet from the property line, marked the location. On April 18th, the application with the new location obtained by staff was approved by myself. These were the pictures that were taken on August 17th, 2020. The picture on the left, you'll see the district flag and the blue spray paint on the ground. The picture on the right is a picture. This is how we do all of our, when we go mark something, we take a picture of the coordinates. And you'll see the coordinates there on the device right above the blue paint. And if you'll note, those coordinates match with this email. This is the approval email that was sent on August 19th saying, if you'll note, it says, please note the GPS coordinates and location did change, has the new coordinates on there. And later on, it said the GPS and location of the application did change and has the new coordinates on there. What you'll see in this picture is the, let me see if I can turn the laser pointer on. Yeah, you guys can kind of see that. This right here is the location that was originally proposed on the application. It was 23 feet from the property line. Here's the location where staff marked the well to be drilled. And here's where the well was drilled. It's back over here. 93 feet from the approved location, 23 feet from the property line. You can see this is a picture that was taken a few weeks ago. The well's over here. You can't really see it in this picture, but it's right here. The approved location was over here. Here's, you can see the well here. That's 23 feet from the property line and 93 feet from the approved location. We went back out and measured. One thing I would like to note, this is from District Rule 4.2. It says the owner and the driller are jointly responsible for ensuring that the well is drilled at the location that strictly complies with the location and spacing requirements of the subsection. Later on, it talks about that if well is drilled in violation of this, then the board can choose to require the well to be permanently closed and plugged. Again, just showing, this is a snippet from the application. Mr. Lewis signed with his license number, agreeing to abide by all rules. This is the part checked yes and agreed to by the owner, saying they would abide by all rules of the district. This is taken from the application itself. Here's a snippet from when the application was approved, signed by me, and showing that when I approved this application, it met all of our requirements as it was submitted or sent to me. One other thing I'd like to point out before we get to the end and make my recommendation is TDLR rules talk about siting of wells, say that it must be 50 feet from adjacent property line. Later on in TDLR rules, it talks about a well can encroach upon a property line up to 5 feet if the well is cemented with positive displacement or with trimmy pressure down to 100 feet below surface. So the reason I show you that is because the state well report shows that the annular seal is made up of only down to 6 feet by hand mixed and poured 6 to 10 with a bag of bentonite, and then 10 feet to 90 feet with gravel. So the reason I'm showing you this is it's less than 50 feet to a property line and is not completed up to TDLR standards. And the reason I show you that is because my recommendation is to require that the well be plugged. I showed you that last one because even if we didn't require the well to be plugged, TDLR would, because it's not up to their standards. We're going through that with one right now that 3 years ago we recommended to TDLR. That well still is not plugged, and they've put a deadline on that particular driller. We're not going to go into that yet. Maybe that will come back at another time. But this one, I think it's just as easy for us, since our rules allow for it to require that the well be plugged so that the issue is resolved sooner rather than later. I've included Mr. Lewis's committed no previous violations. So I would say if the board were to choose so, to offer a settlement in lieu of litigation that includes a first major violation to Mr. Lewis and or the owner, which is HL Custom Homes, a penalty fee of $250, which is typical with what we do for a first major violation. And then third, the requirement to plug the existing well. Additionally, when they submit the new well application to, because obviously those folks are going to have a well for water, that the well report deposit, or what we refer to as the driller deposit, be forfeited for that one as well. And that is my recommendation.
Mr. Lewis, you have anything you want to add or anything?
No. I don't know what happened to the flag. Why it was moved. I've been off maybe a foot or two, but I haven't been off that far off the way.
And this is not the first time this has happened. The board's had to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I've got a question for you, just out of curiosity. Do you have any suggestions on how we prevent this from happening? Because it seems to be not the drillers moving them. It seems to be second or third parties.
Yeah. I mean, I can't prove that anybody did.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't prove that. It's just I've never had a violation the whole time I've been That'd be kind of crazy to get one that far off.
That's a lot, yeah.
That's not a foot or two. That's a long way.
Yeah.
And
in his defense, Mr. Lewis has come up here when somebody wanted to move a well over a foot. What was that big and that big built barn, that big building that was going to make it 47 foot from property line? I mean, he came over and told us, it's like, that ain't going to work. I have no doubt that Mr. Lewis did not move this flag. But again, like he said, how do you prove who did it?
Yeah. I'm just asking to see if there's something we can do on our end to help the drillers not get, because I realize in some cases, the drillers are getting caught in the middle on this.
Yeah. And that's, it's kind of hard unless sometimes you're not out there until the rigs aren't rigged up.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly, it had to be something, with the, and of course it's changed hands now. The owner actually owned the well. Once the get through with it. I don't know if there's any course of action you can do after a third party like that. You go back and, do that if something happened. Probably Tim would know, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. They run any that kind of stuff very often or not.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Go ahead. Anybody have any questions?
Just an operation question. I've had two wells drilled for me. Tim drilled both of those wells. Then he drugged me into this board. Y'all, I know there's going to be a flag on the ground or a spot marked.
Yes.
Do y'all check that when you go out to drill it? Or it's, hey, there's...
Not usually, because there's usually a white flag. But 2020 was a little special year where everything just went. I've never seen anything like it is now. And I ain't going to see it again, where it's just crazy. I don't know what people are doing. Tell somebody you're 6 months behind, they won't be on the list.
I just didn't know if an operating procedure of pulling the GPS out before, even with the flag. And
well, I've had to do that before, because a lot of times when I get there, I can't find my, kind of everybody gets through running over it. You've got a flag there, but it doesn't matter if it's a gas flag or whatever. But I've had to walk around with the, GPS looking for, the thing, and then call and see, if that's where it's at.
I guess you could drive a piece of rebar like a surveyor does, where somebody have to dig it up if they're going to move it.
Yeah,
that's about the only other thing we can do.
It had to be something where it can fall can't run over top of it. That'd be about it. It's, I don't know if they're pretty far, not the ones I'll get.
I just don't know if an operating procedure of before you set the rig up, if even if there's a flag and it's in the middle of the field and it's clear as day, something like this may make it worth the effort to double check it with GPS before.
Yeah.
A lot of times I used to have problems with that when we would double check GPS. The GPS coordinates would be decimal degrees, and then you'd have readouts on degrees, minutes, seconds, or decimal minutes or something like that. We always had problems matching it up like that, but that would be, with the exception of that, that would be the best solution.
I guess, what we saw was our staff will go out and they'll take a picture of the GPS when they flag it.
Yeah.
And if y'all go and say, hey, here's a picture of the flag, here's our GPS, and we're about to drill, that's something that you can hang your hat on and say, we quadruple check before we put a bit in the ground.
Yeah, most of the time, if it's, if I'm anywhere close to where I think I'm not going to be, then I'll call and say, hey, I'm not right here. Something's not closer with this, because I'm not even close to where I should be. But, it's in the ground, so it's going to be a good job side too, I guess, but still, it's something that I wouldn't have thought that I'd be before board on something like this.
If another well is drilled, what's that going to cost you?
I probably going to cost $3,000 or $4,000 at least. You got to dig, over there because it's going to be in the, you know, in the wrong spot. It's right in front of the yard. And so we have to dig all the way across there, tie it in, and across there.
Duggar, do we have a requirement on time frame for the well to be plugged?
No, that's up to you guys. I think usually 60 days, 90 days, something like that.
And I presume that we would allow them to drill the replacement well and hook up before they plug the well to the house.
Yeah, we can
so
do
they
that.
Don't lose service.
Right. Yeah, we can do that. I mean, if they're 100 feet away, then yeah. If it were more than that, I would need some direction from the board or a pre-approval, but if they're within 100 feet, I can approve them to drill the replacement well before and before plugging the existing well. If it's over 100 feet for a replacement well, it's got to be approved by the board. So you could give me a, you could as part of the motion, give a pre-approval. Yeah. If it needed in some language, if it needed to be more than 100 feet.
Does it violate any other rule like close to the septic tank?
No, sir. No, sir.
Roughly 6 months, 6 days,
like 4 months, something like that. You know, hopefully we get some rain and slow down something, you know, just a little bit so you can kind of get your gas. That, and I got vacation coming up, so I'm hoping it slows down a little bit because I haven't had one in 2 years.
Board, have any other questions?
Yeah, just a comment. I mean, Doug. How dedicated or how committed are you to that fine? I mean, you know, we got somebody apparently works with the board.
Correct.
On a regular basis.
I would not recommend anything other than, I mean, if you want to do away with the penalty, I have no problem with that. But the well needs to be plugged.
Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying if the guy's out $2,000 or $3,000 as it is or whatever it is, and it's out of his pocket. And, you know, did the homeowner go, well, we'd rather have the well here. Let's stick the flag here. Probably what happened.
Yeah, it was likely. Yeah. Being that it got drilled in the original location that was submitted, I'm guessing the builder probably wanted it over there.
Okay. Well, but the builder's not paying the price. So I would be very much in favor. You know, a dollar fine, whatever. I mean, he's paying a big enough price as it is.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Again, this is not obviously not a repeat offender, not somebody that has done nothing but try to work with the district. I don't have a problem with that.
So it's your recommendation to adopt the general manager's recommendation with a penalty of $1.
Yeah.
And
have him. Oh, and have him. I don't know how much time he's going to need. I mean, 6 months to redrill or get it functional.
Yeah, I'm close to there. What I'll do, they probably just go ahead and drill it and have it sitting there so I can, you know, have it ready. You know, that way I don't have, you know, tying it in and doing all that.
Lean towards a penalty of $1, a 6 month time frame to drill a new well and plug the existing well, and to give Doug pre-approval for moving the well up to over 100 feet at staff's guidance and discretion as necessary for this particular property.
Is that amendment to my motion, or what is that?
That is.
Okay.
You accept that?
Yeah.
We hear a second.
I'll second that.
Second by Director Reynolds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Lewis, thank you.
Yep.
Item number four, management report on administrative and operational issues. I know Doug, well, we'll take that one up on item seven then. You have anything else to add to your general manager's report?
No, not really. It's been, like I was joking earlier, it's only 120 applications so far this month, so it's kind of slow.
Knows what's going to happen tomorrow, doesn't he?
Yeah. I do know that.
What'd you have, 40 on one day last month?
Yeah, something like that. It was kind of ridiculous. Other than that, not much else to report. We did the committee, the working on the grants, did meet. I'm going to get some stuff out to those guys the first week of June. Hopefully later this summer, we'll be back with a recommendation to the full board for the grant program for rainwater harvesting. Other than that, I don't have anything else on my report.
We'll note that we're running about 130% over projected on new well applications for the year so far.
And we projected high.
And you thought you projected.
I know I did.
Yeah. So any board have any questions on management report? Item 5, review line item expenditures and adopt budget amendments as necessary, included but not limited to transfer district funds designated as assigned funds, facilities building fund to the 2022 budget, take necessary action. Doug?
Yes, sir. Just have one thing to move funds, and I forgot to put a graphic on here. To move 50 grand from assigned funds for the driveway parking lot project, the first part of it. The additional parking for district vehicles covered. Once we're all said and done, we'll straighten all that, the whole budget. But
yeah, that's being moved from assigned.
Assigned funds, facilities and building.
Yeah. Which had 250,000 in it.
Yep. So I'm saying move 50 right now. And we'll get that started so we can get that. Because we had to put in a first check for the canopy. For half of it.
Board have any questions? Chair to entertain a motion for the general manager's recommendation. We hear a second. Second by Director Berkeley. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. General counsel's report. Brian, you have anything?
Just briefly, since last month's meeting, we had the Water Development Board's hearing before the Sunset Advisory Commission. We've also had a meeting of the Senate Water Committee that Doug noted in his manager's report, neither of which were really supposed to be about groundwater, but both of them devolved into discussions of groundwater and groundwater legislation for next session. So that's something we'll keep an eye on. I did have a meeting with Chairman Perry this morning, and I can tell you he's appreciative of the district's efforts to work with him on his groundwater legislation. That's about all I have to report.
Any questions for Brian? If not, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Item 7, determine time and place for next meeting. Doug, we've got a conflict.
Yes, sir. So as you guys know, we always have our board meeting on the 5 o'clock on the third Monday of the month, with the exclusion of usually January and February because of holidays. This year in June, we have a new national holiday, Juneteenth, and we will be closed on June 20th in order to recognize Juneteenth, following in line with Parker County's holiday schedule. And June 20th is the third Monday. So that creates a conflict. Either, you know, we can continue to have the meeting on that evening and it would just be me up here. I'm not going to ask staff to come up here on their day off. Or we can reschedule it. Tracy and I were speaking. I know he's got a pretty busy schedule the first part of the week. Later that week, Thursday, anytime Thursday would work for me. Anytime later that week, other than the following day, that Tuesday wouldn't work because we're doing the ribbon cutting for the rainwater project at the fairgrounds in Decatur and I'll send you some more information on that Tuesday evening, the 21st. Thursday, the 23rd, sometime that day would be ideal, I think, for myself, but it's up to you guys.
We have historic use permit on the agenda and four or five operating permits.
Correct. It's going to be
to have prior published notification.
Yep. The historic use permit requires a 30-day notice. So I do need you guys to give me some direction tonight because we need to publish that notice this week.
Thursday the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
You available?
We want to do 4 o'clock.
That works for me.
Yeah. And I do expect it to be a longer meeting.
You don't know what your schedule is, do you?
No idea.
Okay. Don, 23rd work for you that Thursday?
I'm looking up right now.
I assume it is.
I know.
Don't see any problem.
Okay. Let's set it for 4 o'clock on June 23rd, which is Thursday.
Okay.
Could we ask that someone send us an email for those that would like to get between here and
I will send you an email. Mike, if you want, when we're done, come over here and I'll send one right then. And that way you can just leave it in your inbox.
We'll probably have staff send text messages out to all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also the ones that have not shown up either.
Yeah. And yeah, we've got to notify them.
Yeah.
In fact, staff might send an email out to all board members tomorrow or later.
I'll probably later this week.
Get into school being out. I don't know how many of us might have kids.
Yeah.
I'm still in school, but
Brent may.
Maybe only me.
No, you, Brent, and Jared, and Shannon. So,
yeah, so
almost a quorum of you guys do.
Probably have to check with our wives. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Any new business be placed on the agenda for next month? Board have anything? If not, Jared, I didn't do it in the 10 minutes you asked, but we got close.
That's okay. You did good.
And show the meeting adjourned at 5:33.